Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, when you hear the reggae music, you know it's time for content that moves the needle. The 401k Study Group, this is Chuck Hammond, broadcasting live from the global headquarters of the 401k Study Group. Today it is my plum-pleasing pleasure to have Mr. Jason Grants on the line. Jason Grants is the Director of Institutional Retirement Consulting from Unified Trust. He is a self-proclaimed pension geek, and he is a frequent guest on the show. Jason, how are you today?
Oh, doing terrific, Chuck. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, I'm excited. We're here to talk today about cashing in on cash balance plans. But before we get into that, for the folks that have never heard you for the first time, would you please give a little bit of background on you and your tenured and illustrious career in this retirement plan industry, and a little bit on Unified Trust and what makes you different and how you can help advisors scale?
Sure. So I've been a 401k guy or a retirement plan guy now for a little over 21, almost 22 years. So I've been at this a while. I'm the currently the director of the Institutional Retirement Consulting Group here at Unified Trust, in charge of our distribution and our growth of the retirement plan business line here at Unified. Unified Trust is a little bit of a different entity. We're a little bit of a different organization. We operate from the position of being a named plan fiduciary as defined under 402A in the role of discretionary corporate trustee. So when plan sponsors or employers, when they seek to remove themselves from the role of trustee and maximize their fiduciary protection in the process, we are a really good fit. When we work with advisors, which is just about all the time, what we always try to tell them is, you know, there's got to be a value proposition in it for them. There's got to be one in it for the plan sponsor, and there's got to be one in it for the participants. And so what we always try to tell them is that if you have an employer that wants to maximize fiduciary protection, wants to maximize the outcome for the participant, and do it in a way which allows you as the advisor to become scalable and have a repeatable process, one that's being done more or less for you to free you up to build relationships, grow your practice, and focus on monitoring and oversight of the program as the leader of the team, then we represent a really good solution for the advisor's practice, whether that's on a defined contribution plan like a 401k or a 403b plan, or whether it's on what we're going to talk about today, which is on defined benefit pension plans and cash balance plans.
Well, Jason, thank you for a little bit of that backstory. I'll put it to the folks simply. Jason would never say this, but they're the easy button. That's what Unified Trust is. It allows you to do the things that really matter in a plan, and that's meeting with your plan sponsors, spending time with your participants, engaging with them, and showing them how to use the benefit. They are the easy button. So they may not be the right fit for all of your plans, but they should be a consideration if you're trying to ascertain how you're going to grow over the next 5 years and not do it in the same fashion as you're doing it today. So, Jason, every time about this year we see stuff coming out about, you know, defined benefit plans, cash balance plans. Why is now the time of year when we see this? And secondarily, what are cash balance plans, and how do they fit into an advisor's overall practice?
Sure. Well, I think the reason why that this is the time of the year where these programs are talked about widely is because cash balance plans are still a very aggressively growing type of plan, and the majority of cash balance pension plans that are being written and sold today are actually new. They're startup plans. And so when do startup plans typically happen? They happen when other benefit decisions are being worked on and made. And most companies operate on a calendar year tax basis. And January 1st is right around the corner. So that's why this time of year tends to be when those new plan establishments happen. benefit decisions. And remember that, and this we'll get into a little bit more, but when you're talking to business owners about a cash balance plan, you're really not talking to them about an investment philosophy or an investment approach. You're talking to them about a tax play. And whenever you talk about tax plays, that always marries well to, you know, to certain points of the year calendar-wise. To answer your second plan, what is a cash balance plan? Cash balance plans are, you know, effectively they're hybrid pension plans. I use the phrase hybrid because they have similarities to both defined benefit traditional pension plans and defined contribution plans. You know, they're in my mind, I always like to think of them as a traditional defined pension plan, defined benefit pension plan that feels like a defined contribution plan to the participant. So just like traditional defined benefit pension plans, they're a tax-qualified plan. They have favorable tax treatment for, under the IRS rules. Like a defined benefit pension plan, they have very high potential contribution limits, much higher than you can find in a defined contribution plan. But yet they have the look, feel, and the portability of a defined contribution plan like a 401k plan from the perspective of the participant. You know, most pension plans, traditional pension plans, when a participant receives their statement on it, they might get an annual statement that shows them, you know, what their monthly pension is going to be once they retire at some distant point in the future. And in a cash balance plan, they have that reporting to them in terms of a lump sum balance at point of termination of employment. So you might have someone who's 45 years old, they've got $100,000 in their 401k plan, and they've got a cash balance plan with their employer as well. They're going to get a statement from that plan that shows that they have another lump sum that's due to them, and if they were to leave that employer within the next few years, both of those sums are potentially rollable to an IRA. So it has a feel of a defined contribution plan, but it operates behind the scenes very similar to a defined benefit and a type pension plan.
Jason, thanks for the explanation. You know, I'm looking at some stats from a 2016 survey from Kravitz, and it says that cash balance plans are on the rise, so they're up 19% versus 401k plans being up 2%. So when you say that they're on the rise, I believe that's correct. So when you start talking about a defined benefit plan, these are just for really big companies, right? These are for the big companies with 1,000 or plus employees. These aren't for the typical, you know, smaller employee around the country, are they?
I would say traditional defined benefit plans are certainly much less common today than they were in generations past. And in generations past, they were predominantly the stuff of the jumbo size employer or the public or nonprofit type institutions. So the municipalities and townships would have and still have defined benefit pension plans, nonprofits, large employers. There's a few smaller employers out there here and there that still have a traditional pension plan, but it's certainly much less common today for a smaller employer to have a traditional pension plan. I would agree with that.
So where are we seeing these plans being installed? I mean, are we seeing them in certain industries? Are we seeing them with a certain size of plan sponsor?
Yeah, most of the ones that we see are with closely held firms with healthy cash flows, with, you know, robust cash flows. So you think about professional practices such as medical, legal, medical practices, law firms, perhaps financial firms like CPA firms or financial advisory practices. Firms that have favorable age demographics where, you know, the owners of the companies or the people that are in charge are making really nice incomes, and the rank and file are making middle class type incomes or lower. And there's a desire from those business owners or from the people at the top of the food chain to get away much more tax deferred savings than they're able to get away in their defined contribution plan.
So these things seem really complicated to me. Are they? And why don't advisors? So do you see a lot of advisors using them as either an installed step-by-step strategy with existing clients, or is it hit or miss? because, as I said, they seem really complicated.
I think that there's a reason they seem complicated to you, when in reality, I don't know that they're any more complicated than a profit-sharing plan potentially could be. They do have all the elements of a 401k profit-sharing plan, in the sense that you still have an employer, you still have a trustee that's required to be in charge of the assets, you still have to have, you know, somebody do third-party administration, so there's still a requirement for, you know, plan documents and non-discrimination testing and all the things that exist on a 401k plan. Plan advisors are certainly part of that equation. The only difference being there's an additional party that's involved in a cash balance plan that you typically don't find on a 401k plan, which is an actuary. And so there's one extra party involved. I think there is some analysis that needs to be done on the front end with a cash balance plan that would be similar to the type of analysis that you would do if you were considering a profit-sharing formula, like a new comparability profit-sharing formula or an age-weighted profit-sharing formula. It would be the same kind of analysis. You'd have to get the census. You'd have to find out dates of birth and ownership percentages, officer status, and you'd have to have a sit-down consult with the business owner to sort of back into just how much money they desire to get away in tax-deferred savings. And then figure out, and then have somebody in place that can design it. And if it works, it can be beautiful. I mean, if it works well, you could potentially get that business owner, or the favored few, as I like to call them, you can get them six figures of tax deferred savings, over, in some cases, upwards of north of $200,000 a year in tax deferred savings, more than four times what you can get in a 401k profit sharing plan alone. So they have really strong potential benefits for the right type of employer, but it does require some front-end analysis.
It's very similar to what advisors are doing now, and I think one of the reasons why many advisors stay out of the qualified plan space is because they think ERISA is onerous. And I can tell you, after doing it for nearly as long as you have, it can be, but it's a team sport. And I think one of the things that the listeners need to recognize is that you're not always going to be an expert on everything, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to open the door and have the conversation. So, Jason, if we're going to sum this up for the listeners, what are three to five things that advisors should know about cash balance plans?
Well, some of them we've covered already. I mean, I think they need to understand that cash balance plans basically are pension plans. They're defined benefit plans, but they have a feel or a look and feel of a 401k plan, which allows for very high contribution limits, much higher than a 401k plan, but it also allows for portability of the asset, which is different than a traditional pension plan, which is what you find more similarly in a 401k plan. I think they need to know that that their target audience or their target market for these are high cash flow environments, closely held businesses, places where the annual income limit, the annual income is high, but also consistent. They should know that they require an actuarial relationship, so they should make sure they have one of those ahead of time. And one of the things that they need to know, which I think is important, is that when you set these up, there is a need to understand that these are intended to be permanent pension plans. So if your goal is to set one of these up, sock away a whole bunch of cash, and then terminate it the next year, that's going to raise a red flag at the governmental level. You really need to at least have in your mind that when you're sitting with your client, that they're going to be willing to make a commitment to this for a minimum of 3 years. That's sort of a loose guideline for meeting the phrase intentions of permanency. I think if you know all those things on a basic level and you have a good partner to work with, then I think that, you know, cash balance should be an arrow in the quiver of every financial advisor, whether they're a 401k person or not. You know, as long as they're doing business with business owners, or if tax planning or tax strategies are part of their practice, then cash balance should be something that they should be very seriously considering for their clients.
So if the advisors listen and they take your word and they take my word, what should they actually do right now in preparation to get started with this and possibly be rolling it out either possibly this year, although I don't know if that's still, you know, viable, but beginning the conversation in next year with their existing retirement plan clients who fit this demographic?
I think like anything else, the first thing, in order for an advisor to become good at something, the first thing they need to do is get a little bit of education on it. So I would say they need to do a little bit of homework so that they can at least at the minimum learn some of the vocabulary of cash balance, understand what a pay credit is, what an interest credit is, understand the need for and why they need to pull in an actuary and sort of the idea that these are backwards looking. So doing a little bit of homework on it is probably a good first step. But then after that, I think it's building rapport with their local centers of influence that deal with with business owners. So whether that's, I think the CPA is a natural place for an advisor to build a relationship anyway, but certainly when they're talking to accountants about strategies for clients, that cash balance needs to be one that the advisor brings to the CPA and get the CPA to buy into it before they can bring it together to the business owner. Looking for and at their existing client relationships, whether those are personal individual relationships or business relationships that they have for benefit programs such as health benefits or 401ks, and looking for the clients that are, you know, closely held, that have strong cash flows, where the people at the top of the food chain make very high salaries on a regular and consistent basis and have a strong need for more aggressive tax planning strategies. And finally, understanding that this is a tax play and that it's not about the investment. So the investment piece is typically the very last thing that needs to be discussed or considered when talking to clients about these. The sale is done with the tax play aspect of this. And then, of course, call your local Unified Trust rep for help, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to help the advisor in not only identifying and going after cash balance plans, but helping them with marketing this idea to either business owners or to CPAs or individual prospects if that's what they have.
Jason, I think that's a very good point. Reaching out to a retirement plan consultant is always a good idea, but especially with Unified, very hands-on, very personable. They don't have to come take up 2 hours in your office. You can jump on a webinar or a conference call with, you know, one of Jason's peers and begin walking through this process. And I think that's what's important. You need to have 6 or 7 or 8 things that you're going to be talking to your plan sponsor clients about, whether it's fiduciary outsourcing, whether it's participant outcomes, whether it's financial wellness. And if you have a client, you know, Jason, you know, the stat that I was talking about earlier, it says 91% of cash balance plans are small to mid-sized businesses with less than 100 employees. If you can find this niche of clients, you can do them a real service. So, Jason, if they want to reach out to Unified, knowing that you don't cover the whole country by yourself, how do they get a hold of you so they can be pointed in the right direction?
Well, I'll give you 2 different ways to contact me individually, and then I'll provide our group number. So they can reach me at Jason, JASON.Grants, GRANTZ, at UnifiedTrust.com, or call me directly at my direct dial, which is 732-227-9252. Or if they just want to call in and get some basic information and find out who their local rep is, you know, I'm based in New Jersey. I generally deal with most of our advisor relationships in the Mid-Atlantic and in the New England area, but they can certainly call us at 866-296-6682 and speak to any of our internal consultants and help steer them in the right direction.
Excellent. So, Jason, thank you for being on and talking today about how an advisor may consider cashing in on the cash balance plan. I appreciate the education and I appreciate the insights. Thank you very much for being on the show today, and hopefully we can have you back in a month or so and have you talk about adding another arrow to that advisor quiver. So thank you for being a guest today.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for having me.